This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, According to Your Will. On the night before he was crucified, Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. The thought of what would take place in the next 24 hours caused Jesus to be deeply troubled. My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death, Mark 14, verse 34. Being fully God, Jesus knew exactly what was about to take place and exactly why it had to occur. But being fully man, the foreknowledge of the rejection, physical pain, and spiritual separation from the Father was nearly unbearable. Mark 14, verse 36. Abba, Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. Jesus cried out and asked for the plan to be changed, and yet his greater desire was for the Father's will to be done. Earlier in his ministry, Jesus taught us this same principle. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Matthew 6, verses 9 and 10. Even with an absolute understanding of what he must endure, Jesus' sole desire was to glorify the Father by walking the path placed before him. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. John 17, verse 4. This is the example we ought to follow all through our life. We should present ourselves to the Father fully prepared to serve and be completely emptied of our own desires. When we have allowed him to be the only possessor of our heart, he will fill us with his Spirit and accomplish his perfect will through our life. When our life is ordered and directed only by his will, we will receive blessings from above which bring far greater joy than the fulfillment of any flesh-directed desire. This is one of the mysterious secrets of the Christian walk. We were created to be in fellowship with God, to glorify him and enjoy his presence for all eternity. We may spend a lifetime chasing what we believe will bring us a sense of fulfillment, but we will never be truly content until we rest in his arms and submit to his ways. What cup have we been given to drink? What seemingly unbearable burden have we been given to carry? Have we been asking, even demanding, that the burdens be taken from us, or are we yielding to the Father's will and being determined to glorify him in all we do? Let's come to his table ready and willing to serve, but let's also come with complete submission to his perfect plan. Only in this can we fulfill the purpose for which we were created. Heavenly Father, we give our life fully into your hands. Let it unfold, not by our plans, goals, or desires, but according to your will. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.